All right. Welcome to the 6th of June meeting of the Kitsap County Planning Commission. Thank you for your participation. We will begin today's meeting with the introductions. On my right,
Stacy Smith, representing South Kitsap.
Alan Beam, Central Kitsap.
Good evening, Richard Shattuck, Central Kitsap.
And then online from South Kitsap,
Perry Kaltenborn Corey, South Kitsap.
Thank you. And then our Central Kitsap representative.
I'm Stephen Bowe from Central Kitsap.
And then North.
Joey Summer, North Kitsap.
Okay.
Aaron Murphy, North Kitsap.
All right. Thank you. With that, we will go ahead, and if there are no objections to the agenda as posted, do we have any? We will go ahead and begin that. There's only one change to the agenda. There are no minutes to be adopted tonight, so we can skip item D. That brings us to our general public comment period. And do we have any participants wishing to speak? Okay, no one wishing to speak at this time, so we'll close those minutes. And we have item F on the agenda, the work study for the Lawrence Open Space application. Jenny Kreffel is presenting.
Thank you. Hello, Planning Commission members and Chair Phillips. For the record, my name is Jenny Kreffel. I am the planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development. I'm going to share my screen here. And I am presenting, as you said, the application 2301029, requested by applicant David Lawrence regarding a current use tax exemption. And this is for open space under Kitsap County Code 18.12 and Revised Code of Washington 84.34. And here is a Kitsap County map. The red arrow is showing the approximate area within Commissioner District 2. The address is 13610 Glenwood Road Southwest, and the parcel is known as 04-2201-3004-2005. And here's a critical areas map, which indicates some hydric soils, which we would consider potential wetlands, to the southeast of the parcel, and an unknown feature running alongside the west, or I'm sorry, to the east, approximately 360 feet from the applicant's property. And there is a legend here, and it looks like it's no channel as depicted by DNR. So we don't have a lot of anything as far as critical areas go directly on the property. We have a zoning map here, and it's rural residential zoning, which means one dwelling unit per 5 acres. And here is a site plan. This shows the area of the property to remain in single family residence designation, or for residential use, I should say, highlighted in orange. I think you can all see that pretty well. And here is the 2021 Kitsap County aerial photo. We can always come back to any of these slides if I'm going too fast. And here is a 1994 Kitsap County aerial photo. The subject site historically appears to be mostly unchanged as far as the land use and the structures go when compared to recent aerial photos. And for this land, the eligible criteria for open space classification is set forth by the state of Washington, the Open Space Act, Chapter 8434, as I mentioned earlier, and Kitsap County Code. The Lawrence application has been found to be eligible for a 50% reduction to the land value. Property qualifying for current use, open space must have at least two sensitive characteristics or resources. And this property has one high priority resource, farm and agricultural conservation land, and one low priority resource at this time. And I think, for preservation of visual quality, that would be the low priority. We didn't find any in the medium priority resources, so I left that off the slide. And at this time, the property owner does not wish the public access option in exchange for an additional 10% tax reduction. And according to the tax shift provided by the assessor's office, the property tax would decrease by approximately $424 annually. And this is based on that 50% land use value reduction. The top photo here faces the west, and below that photo is looking to the north portion of the site. The parcel is home to a few different breeds of horses and a variety of grasses. And here, this photo faces southwesterly from the driveway, and that is accessing off of Glenwood Road. This photo is looking westerly towards the single family residence and beyond those grasses. And that concludes my presentation. Seemed a lot longer when I was making it, but I'm available for questions.
Mr. Commissioner Shattuck.
Jennifer, thank you for the presentation. I just want to make sure before we start that this is great. I'm in support of it, but I'm not sure I appreciate what this means in the broader strategic plan for this. It seems to me that if this area fits a 50% reduction, there were really would say, hey, anybody who has horses, come on in. You know, this one, we've got a covered arena. We've got some horse stalls and some other improvements on it. And we're still saying, yeah, it's going to be open space. But are we making a mistake saying, hey, the agricultural use seems to be they've got horses there. And horse community is a small community. Wouldn't the one thing they would tell their friends and family is, hey, everybody ought to be going to the county asking for a tax reduction.
Well, if they can meet the criteria in the code for 18.12, they are certainly welcome to do so. Maybe that's also because a lot of people don't have a property that can meet those resources, or they may not know about the Open Space Act program that Kitsap County offers.
Am I right? The agricultural and farming use that's being recognized here is they have horses. Is that right?
Well, they, again, historically have been preserving this property in the same way. And that is in the code as being one of those criteria for the open space designation. And if we go into our code, we'll see, you know, what other criteria might apply, but they definitely have to preserve this property and it needs mm-hmm. to be maintained as such. And if for any reason it can't meet that requirement, then there would be back taxes required. Mm-hmm. And if anyone were to take it out of this designation, then those taxes would need to be paid back as well.
Final question is, have we approved this kind of use before for open space as opposed to ag or farm tax reduction?
So open space is one of the eligible land options. Mm-hmm. We have definitely approved them. I've come across some example properties. I think we did, you know, they're few and far between, maybe mm-hmm. two a year. But I'm fairly new to Kitsap County, so I can't say for sure how many. I don't come across a lot of them when I'm looking through assessor data. I seem to see more of that designated forest land classification. That seems to be rather common when you have a lot of treed property. So that said, they do come around and we have approved them historically.
I'd like to jump in really quick too. I'm Catherine Schaefer. I'm the planning supervisor. Prior to being promoted to this position, I actually did a lot of these applications. We didn't see a lot of these applications during COVID, but pre-COVID times, I would do about 4 or 5 a year. I'd also like to mention that in exchange for this tax reduction, the applicant is also agreeing to the conditions. So for example, they're agreeing that they're not going to turn this into a commercial farm. They agree on certain things in exchange for that tax reduction. So it's not just a free gimme in that reduction.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay.
Within the open space plan, chapter 1812, it talks about the, what's it after policy, the eligible land. And is it in the eligible land? Right. Anyway, and it says that there should be no livestock.
I'm not catching all of the audio.
Okay. In the open space plan, chapter 18.12, within that plan, it does say that there shall be no livestock for open space. That's because this is going into agricultural.
Yeah, there is something that does start out by saying that with the exception, and I think I might have it right here. Let's see. I know what you're talking about, and that caught me at first. And then if you continue reading on, it says with the exception of this open space
equestrian
classification specifically. Let's see here.
So another type of open space is critical areas. So I think that's what it's referring to. So for example, if you have a 5-acre lot and 4 acres of it are wetlands, you can put those wetlands into the open space designation. So I think that's the condition where we don't want that livestock going into those wetlands. So that's two different types of open space.
Okay. And is the 1 acre that they're maintaining in the residential section, is that a paper acre?
Is that the what?
Is that a paper acre?
So we have calculations. They were uploaded into the application, but I can pull those up. So right. I believe what you mean is true number.
Yeah, because they're not putting their whole entire parcel into the open space. They're just putting about what, almost four of the.
Yeah, it's a 4.9 acre parcel and you have to reserve 1 acre for single family residential use that okay. cannot be reduced or changed as far as designation goes. And so that needs to be set aside for single family residential use and is taxed as that, and only 3.9, no more than 3.9 acres can be reduced for the Open Space Act.
Understood. And that 1 acre that they're maintaining for the residential part of their acreage is a paper acre. It's not actually surveyed or platted out. So they could actually, at some other period in time, demolish that house and do something different with it. And it wouldn't even necessarily have to stay where it's at because this would be a paper acre and not anything platted within this parcel, correct?
Right. They could not do a subdivision, any kind of land division. They always have to maintain that 1 acre. If they were to change the site plan or the project, they may have to amend the open space. I'm not really sure about that. I'd have to look into that part of it or whether or not it would just go away. But it might be in the code too if we looked further. I'm trying to find, I know what you're talking about as far as.
Yeah, we use the paper acres up in Clallam County, especially if we're dealing with forest service plans and somebody has a house on there, but there's really, it's saying a 10 acre parcel. It doesn't dictate anything about where the house needs to be. It's just what we call a paper acre.
I haven't heard that term, honestly. We don't require that a professional survey is done,
right,
or right. recorded, right? So right. if that's what you mean, that's correct.
Yeah, so it's an acre on paper. There's no plan.
Right. The reduction just does not apply to at least that 1 acre that needs to be set aside. They can use it however they are permitted to use single family resident, you know, use allowance.
And then how is this checked in on periodically? 10 years is the time frame, correct?
Do you know about that, Catherine, if there is a monitoring by the assessor's office?
Yeah, I do think there may be some monitoring through the assessor's office. This is actually an assessor exercise. So they're going to shift those taxes in their office. So if you've ever looked at Parcel Search, you know how they have a picture of your house, you know, you have an inspector drive around, very similar to that.
Yeah, and I know that they were doing site visits about every 6 years. Is that how the assessors might still work? And so,
yeah,
they would definitely check that out because right here we're seeing single family residence as a property use. And so that would change. And I'm sure that they have different flags for verifying and monitoring that situation.
And if any violations are found, they might have to pay back taxes on the years that they got that exemption.
You're asking the question, if they violate the agreement, they have to pay the back taxes? Yes.
Correct.
And possibly a penalty, is that right?
Yeah, I believe it's a 1% and a 20% on, yeah. Okay, any other comments or questions from the commissioners? Commissioner Shattuck?
I don't know if this is the right time to talk about it, but I was concerned for the Lawrence family about two of the proposed conditions in the staff report. Number four provides there shall be no motorized vehicles on the site. And again, I don't know how you've got an arena and you've got other things. I don't know how you operate that kind of facility without having a truck or a vehicle to clean stalls. And clean up. So I don't know if that may be overbroad. Maybe the Lawrences can address that in the public testimony. And the final thing is there'll be no clearing of vegetation. Again, this is number five. This is a pasture. And so you might need to clear some things that grow up. There's nothing there now. So I don't know if number five is necessary either. But maybe, again, the Lawrences can talk about that.
Commissioner Caldeborn, Corey.
Can this be reversed in the future? And if it can, what's that process look like?
Yeah, so there is removal of land classification by the county assessor, or the applicant can actually request withdraw from that classification. And so those processes are found in 1812-070 and removing that land, 1812-100. We can go into them. I'm not sure. Oh, it's pretty short, actually. The land which is removed shall be subject to tax equal to the difference between the amount of tax paid under the open space classification and the tax at true and fair market value for 7 years last passed, plus the statutory interest rate charged on delinquent property taxes. So that would include the penalty, and then the assessor would determine after giving an owner the written notice and an opportunity to be heard that the land classification no longer qualifies. There's a 30-day determination, and that's when the tax, interest, and penalty are applied after that. And I was going to add something to that. Let's see. And I would say too, you know, like anything in our code, we rely heavily on adjacent properties, you know, and if something were to be happening that shouldn't be happening in open space to meet these criteria, then a code enforcement action would occur, at least as far as I believe. I'm not sure if Department of Community Development would do it. I think so. And so we do have code enforcement and they would go through their process and address those complaints to see if they're valid. And then if they were valid, work with the assessor's office to apply removal of the classification.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Any more questions, comments at this point? Once, twice. Okay. Thank you for the presentation. And now we will move to item G, the public hearing for the Lawrence Open Space application. This is the time for anyone wishing to comment on this from the public to request to speak. Let me check to see.
Do you want me to pull over the applicant first?
Sure. And is Mr. Lawrence, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you want to make any statements or comments about this application at this time?
No, unless there are questions for me.
Well, I believe there were a few questions asked, unless you didn't have any real responses to them.
Well, one of the questions was motorized vehicles.
Correct.
On the property to, and the way I read that was that they don't want the open space cleared and say a motorcycle track put in or something of that effect. And correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, just transition to maintain the property. And then that kind of leads into the second question that that was asked about clearing, maintaining vegetation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume that it's okay to clear blackberries or noxious weeds like scotch broom, those types of things to maintain the open space.
Right. I do believe that was specified in the additional clauses to this application that maintaining the property from noxious weeds and that is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And that. So.
And I apologize. This is what happens when you only do these applications once every few years. Typically mm-hmm. for the farm open space, we put no motorized vehicles except for farm equipment. So if the commission feels that that is an acceptable addition to that commission, that condition, I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah. That would definitely clear up anybody that would want to raise a fuss about it.
And I wanted to add, as far as accessing the animals, we did a site visit and they did seem very accessible. The way Mr. Lawrence has his farm set up, the animal barn and some of the corrals are adjacent to the single family residence. And it almost seemed like, I believe the barn is kind of a go-between the two delineated areas. And so you could literally back a vehicle through that double-doored barn and corral them. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Lawrence.
You're correct, Jenny.
And yes, condition number 5 says no clearing of vegetation on the site, except for trail maintenance, noxious weed, and hazard tree removal shall be allowed.
Okay. Let's see. I do not see anybody else wishing to speak about this. So given that, I'll give Mr. Lawrence the last word if you have any for your application.
Oh, I just want to thank everybody for attending and considering the open space application, and appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we will close the public hearing at this time, and we will move on to the deliberation and recommendations for the application. Do we have any discussions that we want to have? Are there any discussions that?
Go ahead. If we approve the findings of fact, conclusions, and recommendation as presented by staff.
Not turned on. Well, we're still on.
I know, but I need the vote to discuss.
I move that we approve the findings of fact, conclusions, and recommendation as presented by staff.
And I second that.
Okay. And is there any discussion on the finding of fact? Could we get the findings of fact on the screen?
So right now you're just in deliberation recommendation for approving, recommending approval.
Right.
As presented by staff. And then once we get the recommended, if there is a recommended approval, then we move to the findings of fact. So first we have to recommend either approval as presented by staff for this application.
Okay. So we're just
so this is voting just discussion on the findings of fact. Yes, this is a discussion on the staff report as presented and the application itself.
Okay. And then can we put the report up, or was that?
We can pull the staff report, or did you want the presentation that she, the PowerPoint of the staff report? Sorry.
The report.
Okay. Yeah. Just 1 second.
There we go. Okay.
And then we can scroll through to any section that you'd like.
All right.
Did you want the conditions?
Sure. Need a motion for this thing. We need a motion for this piece of it?
Nope. We've got an active motion right now. You moved approval, and we got a second. So now we're in the discussion phase.
Right.
Whether or not to vote for approval.
Right.
I have a comment. As a member of the equine community for over 50 years, I appreciate the Lawrence family and the tradition that they have and the work it takes to maintain this property. I think it's great that our county has this ability to give them an incentive to ensure that this property stays the way it is. Unfortunately, the property that I used to ride on is now has shopping malls and hospitals on it. And so it's great. And I just want to say I am in support of this. I think it's a wonderful application, and I appreciate all the time and effort it takes to submit it. And I appreciate the staff work to provide the highlights and answer our questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other, Commissioner Beam?
I would recommend that we change the recommendation number 4 to include farm vehicles being allowed.
Okay, that can be noted.
Amanda, is the findings of fact at the end of this report?
Or so the findings of fact will be based on the approval, if it's approved. So we can, if we get a motion to make the amendment that Commissioner Beam mentioned, we just need a motion and a second, and then we can continue in any other changes or amendments can be added. And then at the end, they'll vote on approval as amended, as opposed to as presented by staff.
And thank you for explaining that to me again.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. And then the findings of fact can also be amended to reflect whatever changes are made. So we can still vote on it. We just refer to it as amended as opposed to as presented.
And so number four that you referred to, Commissioner, is that from the staff report or the something else?
Staff report.
Okay. The last page, maybe.
I just want to second. I just want to second Commissioner Bean's motion. He moved to amend number four. I just want to second that. So we've got a second on this motion.
And if you could, if we could restate what the motion is. I know you want to amend it, amend number four by, are we replacing verbiage, striking?
It says, I move that you add a sentence that says farm equipment is allowed.
Okay.
Period.
And so, we're adding except to allow farm equipment. Is that what we said?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get the verbiage right. Okay. And then we got a second from Mr. Shattuck.
Correct.
So now we will need to take a vote on this amendment and then okay. Move back to the rest of.
Okay, so all those in favor of the amendment to add farming equipment allowed on the findings, please raise your hands if you approve. And it's unanimous, okay. So that passes. Do we have any other amendments proposed for the report? No? Okay, so now we can have a final vote on the finding of facts. Nope,
now we need a final vote on the approval of this application as amended.
Okay.
But we've already got the motion and the second, so we just need the vote now.
Okay, so now all we need is a vote. All those in favor of the motion to approve this
application.
Open space application as amended, please raise your hands if you approve. And we have unanimous. Okay.
And now we can offer up, if you'd like, we can offer a motion to consider the findings of fact at this meeting.
Right.
And then once, if that passes unanimously, then we can consider the findings of fact and vote on approval for that.
So I would need a motion to consider approval of the finding of facts at this meeting.
Consideration of the findings of fact at this meeting.
At this meeting. Thank you.
I move that we approve the findings of fact for this application at this meeting.
So first we need an approval to consider the, and I'm sorry, it's two separate motions. So we need move to consider the findings of fact at this meeting.
Right. That was presented. Second. Okay. So we have a motion and second. That would include the amendment that we approved on.
This is technically just so that we can consider voting on the findings of fact. We haven't actually voted on it yet.
Okay.
I know. Blame Robert, not me.
No problem. As long as you're here, we're good. So all those in favor of considering the finding of facts at this meeting, please raise your hands in the affirmative. It's unanimous. All right. So we have now we move to we don't have any discussion on that now.
So that vote is done. So now we'll move to approve the findings of fact as amended by the Planning Commission. And then after we get a second, that will open, and any other discussion you want to have after that can take place.
Okay. So although I need a motion for the to approve the finding of facts as presented. I need a motion. I'm not making the motion.
I move that we approve the findings of fact, conclusions, and recommendation as presented by staff as amended here at this meeting.
Okay.
Second.
And second. All right. Thank you. Is there any, before we vote on that, is there any discussion on this? Any last minute changes? Commissioner Shea.
On number four of the findings of fact, there's a list of all the bases for approving an open space thing. The one we're using to approve this one isn't in there. And so I'd like to add it. And so what I would like to do is a second sentence of finding of fact four would be properties qualifying for open space land must be any land area which we're adding is farm and agricultural conservation land, semicolon, and then continue the rest of the sentence.
Hey, do I have a
second?
Second. Okay. All those in favor of the proposed amendment to the finding of fact? Raise your hands. Okay, 7 opposed. Or Commissioner Solar, did you vote yes? Okay, all right, unanimous. Okay, so as amended, any other changes? Nope, okay. So now, we have a final vote on approval of finding of the facts. All those in favor, please raise your hands. And that is unanimous. All right, thank you. And the motion carries. So that completes the open space application. And that brings us to the general public comment period for this, checking to see if anyone wishes to speak. I see no one wishing to speak at this. Oh, Mr. Palmer, you beat me. Okay, go ahead.
I have a question relative to future planning commission meetings, whether the commission is going to be doing any work studies on the critical areas ordinance or the comp plan update in the second meeting this month, or even if there's going to be a second meeting this month. It seems like I tune in sometimes or would tune in, but there's no meeting, so I'm just kind of curious. Maybe staff can comment on whether or not there are any upcoming things that are going to be on the commission's agenda.
All right. Well, since you ask, right now we have no agenda items for the June 20th meeting, so that will likely slip to the July 18th for the next meeting. So, and at this point, I do not have anything on the agenda about the critical area ordinance as far as the comp plan update.
If I can add, we don't have anything confirmed, but there was a tentative request by staff to put a placeholder on the July 18th meeting. So for a critical areas briefing. So it's not confirmed yet, but I did receive a request to put a placeholder there. So that's anticipated. But as Chair Phillips noted, we don't have any items on the agenda for the 20th of June. So that will likely be canceled unless we hear that something else comes up. But
Okay. All right. Any other comments, Mr. Palmer?
No, that does it for now.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Not seeing anybody else. I will close the general public comment period. And now we have for the good of the order or commissioner comments. Anybody needing to bring an issue of concern up? Commissioner Boat?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Amanda Walston for keeping us moving forward. We really appreciate it. And it's an educational experience for me, especially. So thank you for all the work you do.
You're welcome.
Good. Commissioner Murphy.
I think Amanda's ungiven middle name is Roberts. So we appreciate that. My ask would actually be of DCD in general. We know that when we sort of reverse engineer the heavy lift of things like the CAO and the comp plan that are in front of us, and we get presentation with some sort of a reverse engineered Gantt chart from somebody like Mr. Diener, I'm surprised that actually we're having meetings without agendas. And I just ask the question, what does that do to public comment periods and timelines related to meeting all the laws and the rules of sequencing of getting through the comp plan with separations between things and 3 weeks for this and 2 weeks notice for that? I'm just surprised in the middle of comp plan we're skipping meetings.
Right. I will give you some of an answer that I was also going to request that DCD, we need to have some notional idea of where we're at on the comp plan and what we're looking at, because I was in the last comp plan and it was a heavy lift. And if we don't use our time wisely, it's going to be a light train wreck. And we need to, I will talk to the staff about it at my next agenda meeting to emphasize that we're losing ground here.
Well, and just to reiterate, there's two sides to every coin, right? One of them is they're not ready, but then the flip side comes that so many of our public comments, when we get them, are complaints about the opportunity to be a part of the project. Now, I can also argue that if you'd like to be a part of the project, show up at the meeting. I mean, that's a great place to start as a public comment. There's my PSA for the day. But yep. I do still have to ask about the time slide.
Oh, so,
thank you.
I'm glad you brought it up also. Okay. Anybody else have a concern, gripe, comment? No? Okay. So that brings us to the evening, unless anyone has a desire to continue on. No.
Move to adjourn.
Meeting is adjourned. Good night. And we'll see you next month.
Thank you, everyone, for taking your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation, right. Jenny.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
And Amanda, you rock.
Thank you.
Yeah.